Bob Noom's a name.
Hello, hi. Welcome to another episode of your favorite Magodi podcast, Magodi Unveiled. I'm your host, the resident Magodi, Sia Tim. Now, Silo and Pearl sitting in the tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Well, we all know the rest. They get married and they have kids. But sometimes life doesn't always work like that. Sometimes by the time boy meets girl, he already has kids from a previous relationship, and so does she. So what happens when a couple wants to get married, but they have children from previous relationships? I'm excited about today's guests. Today they're going to be telling us about joining their families when they already have children from previous relationships. We're joined by Ntate Sello Makekancube, a veteran in his industry, and his gorgeous wife, Pearl Makekancube. Hello! Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you. Guys, I told you, I always give you the best guests here on Magodi Unveiled, and that's no lie. And today is no different. So today, our guests are going to be taking us through talking about families, how to blend them, and what to do when you meet your partner and already have children. I'm not going to tell you their story. I'm not going to tell you how they met. I think they're going to do justice to that by themselves. So I've got the inside scoop, but I'm not going to tell you. Let them tell you. So who tells the story best of how you guys met?
She does.
Oh, well, I don't, but he likes putting me under the fire. So it is what it is. How did we meet? We met through a mutual friend. That is really needed my services, and then the gentleman that we both mutual friends to referred my services to him, and then in the beginning it was all supposed to be work.
PR services, that is.
Yes. Okay. And we met, and as they say, the rest is history.
Yay.
That's why we're sitting here.
And now they're on Magodi Unveiled. Isn't it lovely?
She
took the PR a bit far. You know, it is no longer public relations, but personal
relations. Personal relations. So she's got another agenda here.
You know, she came with that.
So today we're talking about children. Mm-hmm. Spell, you've got two of your own, and at the Silo, you've got six.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. At the beginning of a relationship, do you announce, or is it something that we discuss at the very beginning of the relationship, very early on, that, listen, I've got kids, or do you wait until you think it's getting serious?
Gosh, what happens? I think it is only when you start thinking that you're getting serious that you start saying, okay, this is who I am, you know, and this is my background and all that. But sometimes, I mean, when, you meet their flings,
yes,
you know, and, you know, when there's a fling, you know, sometimes you don't get deep into things. But yeah, I think I would imagine, I mean, I guess we started discussing that as we were getting a little bit more serious.
Mm-hmm. Is there a bit of intensity or reluctancy, rather, from your side? Because obviously you are the more well-known between the two of you.
Yeah.
So is there a bit of reluctancy to reveal too much of yourself to a new person? Sort of hold off because...
I've never really had issues in, you know, revealing myself to, you know, I guess revealing anything about my life. Mm-hmm. You know, because... you know, and I think it had to do with the fact that being a public figure, you know, and sometimes things that you try to hide, people make them, you know, use them against you. And I think I just kind of like just made it my policy that I don't, you know, I mean, not that I don't have, you know, things that are personal and that I keep private, but certain things like how many children I have. You know, it's nothing that, you know, just there, you know. In fact, how I mention it, I always say, I have six that I know of. That's true, because I mean, as a man, you know, unless, I mean, if ever you haven't been, you know, been around, then you can, you know, say, okay, it's the six that I, you know, I've had. But it's not that, you know.
Six that you know of.
That I know of. And I think also as a man, you know, you as a man, you get told. You don't know if the child is yours.
Yeah.
You get told that, no, you know, you made me pregnant.
Mm.
And you go, okay.
And then you start raising people and life moves on.
You know.
And so, Sis Pearl, sometimes people, or sometimes women, are expected to come into relationships as saints. The expectation is that she's wonderful in the bedroom, but you also want her to be a virgin that can't come with kids, because you want the holy one, the pure one. So coming into the relationship already having two kids, did you feel any kind of pressure to present a certain persona of yourself?
The funniest thing is, I always tell my sister that I don't want to date a person who has children, because I know the drama that comes with it.
Oh.
So I would always say to her, oh, well, when I had the first child, I never dated people who had children, because I was like, if I've got one, you can come with zero. Then I had the second child, it was like, okay, you're expecting too much of the world, right? But I think that the complication that comes with having children and knowing that you are meeting someone who has children, the number then just increases the dynamics of it. I mean, it's either good or bad. However, with the number of baby mamas who are involved in it, then the magnitude of it grows with the number. Do you know what I'm saying? But then one time we went to the Power FM interview, and that lady asked and said, what are the issues that you actually go through in relationships? And I was like, what people didn't understand is the fact that Nazisilo's baby mamas are my mother's age. So we don't even have baby mama drama, because it's one of those things where I would need to go into discussion with my mom and discuss what she does with my father and my other siblings and those women. And it's like, okay, step back, girl. This is not your field. So in my space is, I literally came in with two children, which he knows I adore. I love with my life. And he knows the relationship that I have with my baby fathers, for example, is, let's not go to that space. I also try not to go into that space. The only thing that we have that's mutual between the two of us is the children. You know what I'm saying? And the nice thing is, his children are adults, so I don't have to mother his children, nor do they expect me to mother them. So it's one of those situations where it is what it is. It's like, if you walk into this office, you come in as your 30-year-old, 35-year-old, you come into work, right? And whatever that brings us together, in my space and his, is literally one of those things where life has brought us together. How do we make the most of it?
I wanted to ask about the very infamous baby mama drama.
Mm-hmm.
There is always that expectation that they may be, or fear rather, that they may be baby mama drama. When people come into a relationship and already have kids, was it a decision that you guys made together and you said, listen, you deal with the mothers of your children, I will deal with the fathers of my children. We don't need to involve them in this that we have together. Was that a conscious decision, or did it just happen?
I think it was a conscious decision, but I think it has to do with the fact that also I believe, you know, I may basically like have a relationship, let's say, with her children, you know, but I don't have any right over them. You know what I mean? And I think that is just, you know, the basic truth. You know, because their fathers basically are the ones that have right. And also, it is not for me to even discuss anything, you know, about the kids, even with their dad. I don't feature, actually. In all earnestness, I don't feature. And I think the truth also, you know, it's reverse. You know what I mean? Because I think once you start involving the other person, like legally, it's also even wrong.
sorry. Mm-hmm. I just want to find out. Do you guys mm-hmm. live with any of the kids?
Well, we're living with my kids at the moment.
Okay.
Yes.
And so does that have any impact in this separation of, I want to call it a separation of powers, as if it's government and the different spheres of government. I nearly said a separation of powers.
Yeah.
But in this separation of you deal with your kids and I'll deal with mine, mm-hmm. is there any... Does the fact that you live with them affect how you relate?
No, not really.
Not.
I don't know. She'll have to answer that one.
So, you know, the beauty of, I think, our relationship with Melissa Law is when you are with a matured man and you always try to live up to the expectation of I'm matured enough to be at this level, right? So one thing that I always practice and emphasize if I don't do it with my baby daddies, I don't expect you to do it with your baby mamas.
Okay.
If I don't do it with the fathers of my children in terms of the kids, I also don't expect you to do it. You know what I'm saying? And life throws us in different dynamics and we live with different times. For example, my son, the oldest, is 17. The youngest is 8. I only have two. His oldest, the one that we stay with, is 36, right? She stays with us because that is what the dynamics of the world and the space we're in is giving us in terms of embracing the fact that we have to take her in, live with her, and whatever the case might be. And what's going to happen next year, for example, I don't know, he doesn't know it, she doesn't know it, and whatever the case might be. But what we do is, I mean, you wake up in the morning. It's as much as people say, how do you make a marriage work? People say you work at it. Each day comes with its own challenges, whatnot. Tomorrow we might need to stay with my child. I mean, the eight-year-old, he knows him. He's a nightmare. He's the kind that climbs on kittens, even though you know you taught him, do not do that. That is not done. But he'll just do things just to try and see. Can you feel I'm still alive? You know, proof of life type of thing. So it's one of those things that if I expect someone to tolerate him, I should then expect Oguti, I should be able to tolerate whatever it is that comes with my partner. Because at the end of the day, it's my partner that I want. It's not his children that I want. Whatever, everything else that comes in our marriage, for example, my mom, his parents, his siblings, my siblings, whatnot, it's just added on effects of our relationship. But it doesn't begin with the two of us.
Okay.
How we make everything else is literally take sugar with water.
Yes, Ken.
Yes.
When you had decided you want to marry this beauty, mm-hmm. Did you speak to your kids?
Oh no, she dealt with her side, I dealt with my side.
and
basically also I think it was not, I don't need their approval. You know?
Mama,
I mean, so even listen, my children.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need their approval whether I should marry or not marry.
So did you discuss it though with your kids and say, I want to get married?
I told them.
I asked, did you discuss it? No, I told them.
Yeah. Because that's the same that you will do.
Yeah.
You know, when it is time for them to get married, they'll be coming to tell me.
Yeah.
Say,
no,
I've decided I want to marry so and so.
Yes.
You know, and I'm, you know, I don't have to say, hey, no, come, let's discuss this. Discuss what?
What's there to discuss?
Yeah.
So when you were telling them, did perhaps her age come into the conversation?
They did. I mean, they'd known, you know, that, you know, working together before, and then they just, you know, I mean, I think what you see it in their eyes, but they somehow don't know how to address it, and then you thrive on that. It's like, okay, good.
If you won't touch it, I won't touch it.
If you don't touch it, I don't touch it. Exactly.
And so when you are relating to them, are you relating to them, and I'm talking about his kids who are older, are you relating to them on that peer level, or are you asserting yourself as, I'm your stepmother, and I said we are going to have a bride this weekend?
Well, you need to have those qualities to start off with. Motherly, assertiveness, which I don't have, so I would have to borrow them from some character that I don't have. So I am literally one of those guys, are you guys available? Let's do Father's Day, whatever. If you're not available, it's neither here nor there for me. So I consult, right? I believe that I consult. So I let people make their own decisions. Like, let's do this, if you're available, it's all good. But when I engage with them, it's literally how I'm engaging with you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, can you imagine if I was to engage with them that is my uncle because he's my uncle's age? Uh-huh. Would we even have a relationship? No. So it's just a matter of just knowing where you fit in into a person's life and you engage them. And how they also receive you. Because uh-huh. his kids have different relationships with me. Like, Mampel,
okay,
and then somebody else is Miss P.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying. So okay. you acclimatize and you work around how you've been received and literally you give your part of yourself in that essence.
Okay, and you go with the flow. Now with families, because I can imagine that there are gatherings whether it's your family or his family. Mm-hmm. So when you do gather, do the kids come through? So, Mhlambi, there's something at Pearl's family home.
Yeah.
Can your kids come through? And if there's something happening in your family, can mm-hmm. her kids come through? And how is the reception there?
No, I think we haven't had any problems in that okay. regard. Yeah, no, okay. It has just been easy, you know, interactions.
Okay.
You know, yeah, we haven't had any drama or anything. Okay.
But let me tell you something interesting. This weekend, my brother has a sibling's engagement. He's older than me, I think, by, 5 years? Mm-hmm. So he says to me, I'm not going to invite our elders. I'm putting them on to my dad, literally, he says that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then he's like, oh, it's you, my other siblings, my cousins, he's born. And then... So, okay, so what do you mean of Fundamentala? Isn't that the lot invited? Like,
did you think that is a lot?
Yeah, because I call him that the lot, right? You know what I'm saying? And that's my pet name for him, Kindatasil. So I'm like, so isn't that the lot? In fact, I didn't say Natasil, and I said, is my husband invited? Because I was taking offense. What do you mean, Fundamentala not? Like, because he's saying my mom is not invited, my uncle, whatnot. So, is my husband invited?
Yes.
He's like, no, I get you, Mkwenyana. So in this case, he's coming.
Coming here,
so everyone just has to deal with the whole.
I'm glad you mentioned your mom because I just want to find out. Parents can be very overprotective of their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So then, how is the conversation for you with your mom when you tell her that you are marrying someone who is your senior?
Who's her age?
Someone who is her age. So how do you have that conversation?
She looks out the window, so she sees this car and says, so my nickname is Solo. You know, but she's like, and then now can that and then there's a guy outside. So it's that thing that I think my mom never thought any man was good enough to be with me.
Mm.
So then that is a lot of age was just something that she couldn't ride on. Or but but the beauty of it is one of our family friends said, Wena, Mamaze, you realize what you are morog. Ubano as a phone watching and that is why no achimurog, oh yeah, and toy.
Thank goodness for Ahachi. She saved the day.
I know.
Like, not only is he old, like, I mean, hello.
we thank our lucky stars for Ahachi, because now...
You know.
every now and again, you need to remind yourself of Ahachi and have your deadlocks and go push back. Yes. So that you can be grateful and thank Ahachi for the acceptance with the in-laws.
Absolutely.
On this podcast, as you know, we talk about all things relating to Omagoti. And the reality of our country is that there are a lot of single women who have children. And there are a lot of single men who have children. And so when those couples do decide to get together, the dynamics can get quite tricky. I'd like our guests who are married and do have children from previous relationships perhaps to talk on that and explain or rather explore how best couples can have conversations even with their families, because some people may say, well, you're coming with somebody with children. Are you going to have children yourselves together now as a unit? Mm-hmm. So between the two of you, you already have 8 kids. Mm-hmm. So are you going to have another 2 together and make it 10? Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of conversations you may have to have with your families. Mm-hmm. So can you speak to omagodi for us and talk about that?
The word magodi is not even a Sotho name. Ah. Or, and it actually is an Afrikaans phrase, mm-hmm. which comes from makonstier. You know, so they help us. And then, no, I, umakoti, umakonsti, umakonsti. So, umakoti pumala.
That's where it comes from. So, you say, I'm not a makoti.
What you must say, Lesa,
makoti. You know what I mean?
So, I refuse to be called a makoti.
You don't want to be called a makoti.
I think, umakoti, what you try to do in a relationship, if you want to make it work, is you leave everything else that you came with outside of that relationship. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you want to be happy with your partner and you want to be children for him, it should be about this moment and this union, not about, for example, if you had 15, or that then if, for example, I didn't have a child, stop me from having number 16 of his children, but I would have my number one, and whatever the case might be. So it's just literally looking at the dynamic of the union itself. What does the union need? Does it need a child to actually make us feel whole, or whatever the case might be, and whatever. So literally in the space, it's about us, nothing to do with the number of children that I have or the children that he has or whatever the society would see as the norm. You know, and another thing is, children are a gift from God, so they come as a blessing. If a child is meant to be there, the child will be there, and you just embrace them.
Okay. So there's no any in there's no kind of pressure.
Not at all.
Not at all. I agree with them.
You guys are so aren't they so cute? Families. You mentioned something that when you are in a relationship, it's about, it starts and ends with the two of us. That's what you said.
Mm-hmm.
What's the importance of keeping those boundaries, even with children around, that it does start and end with the two of us?
Now with my children, I only have a 17-year-old and 8-year-old will only just show you through his actions what he's comfortable with, and through his actions you need to read as a mother. You can't really sit with Kudlwana and say to him, what do you think of Nathaniel? Do you think, like, you know what I'm saying? But the 17-year-old will converse and whatnot. But the most important thing, like he said earlier on, that even if his children want to get married, they won't come and ask him for permission, no consent. They will come and inform him, I've met man so-and-so, I want to get married. So Liana is just only doing that as courtesy. Do you know what I'm saying? And what keeps any relationship, I would love to believe, or what keeps us alive, is the fact that regardless of whatever happens, when it's just the two of us, we focus on the two of us, because I mean the two of us are already a mission to work with, as the two different, separate, independent individuals. So imagine if we brought his 5 children, then we brought my kids, brought my mom, brought his siblings, then we'll be dealing with what, 25 characters that we must satisfy in one unit?
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense. We already have 2 personalities that we must satisfy.
Mm. That's wonderful. Now, Ndatisilo, I'd like you to find out from you. Your wife mentioned earlier on that when she had one child, she wouldn't date a man who has kids. And this is often something that's done by men. A man could have a fleet of kids, but still wants to refresh from the reed dance. So can we talk about, can you as a man speak on that?
Okay.
Does it apply? Maybe it doesn't apply necessarily
it
to
does,
you.
It does apply to me, I think. Okay. And, you know, when I think I was still young, you know, and I had my reasons.
Okay.
You know, and my reasons were that, you know, somehow one first has got to understand how did that relationship end. You know, because I've always, I think from my own limited understanding, that You know, somehow when a woman has a child with a man, there's a I think an emotional, you know, hook that the father of the child has over the mother. You know, and especially if ever, for instance, it is the dad that, the father that actually moved away. You know what I mean? So if this man comes and says, no, mfuna sikhulu sumntwana away too, you're done.
Because as a new guy.
As the older guy, as the father of the child.
Okay.
You know, let's say I'm dating you, you've got a child, and then while I'm dating you, the father of your child comes and says, hey,
yeah,
I want us to get back, so sikhulu sumntwana away too. You're going to have to choose between me and the father of your child. And usually the woman would choose the father of the child. You know what I mean? Because that's, and I've always feared that. You know, but I think I came to a realization that was combined by also my, I think, reflectiveness on how I was raised by a stepfather myself. You know, and I think that opened me a bit, you know, because when I looked at how my stepfather basically just related with me, you know, and I mean, he treated me like his own child, you know, and I think, you know, from him then I got a reference point that, okay, this can be done. And I used him as my template, you know, of, you know, being a father to a child that doesn't, and also learned as well that, you know, you can only but be in control of your own actions. You know what I mean? And you cannot control the actions of the other. So if, for instance, you know, she decides to go back to the father of her child, there's nothing I can do. You know, I'll suffer the pain, but those are her actions. And every action has got its own consequence. You know, and they always have their consequences. You know, and by that time when they come, you know, it's like, You know. So you can only but be responsible for your own actions, and I think for me that is what I, you know, later learned, and just being able to. It took a little bit of growing up.
Okay.
Yeah, and
some
I think
maturity.
Yeah, and I think, in fact, for a lot of men, it's going to need to, you know, that in itself. And I think also men, we tend to be what, I guess, too possessive, and we think we own the other person. And I think, you know, in that, you know, in our getting into a relationship, we tend to have that feeling that we own the other person. You can never ever own another person. That person can only but be sharing, you know, their life with you, and you are doing the same. And when things basically like don't work out, be matured enough to walk away.
I think I'd like you to with your wisdom and experience, with a family that is not conventional,
mm-hmm.
It's not the expected nuclear family, mom, dad, and 2.5 kids and a Labrador, or you know what I mean? There's other dynamics, because the reality is that our families are complicated,
mm-hmm.
And life is complicated,
mm-hmm.
And you don't get to live the way you planned when you were 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So with your experience and your wisdom, having lived the reality of bringing two families and children from different relationships,
mm-hmm.
bringing them into this thing that you're starting together.
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak on perhaps advice,
mm-hmm.
That you would give the next couple,
mm-hmm.
to advise them how they would, or how they could or should navigate,
mm-hmm.
The issue of having children from a previous relationship?
I would say, you know, one of our biggest problem as human beings is insecurity, you know, and once one can deal with one's insecurity, because insecurity manifests itself in different ways. In a man, you know, it might, you know, manifest itself in that they are insecure that you will go with another, and they become very possessive, you know, but also with women, women also have that insecurity of fearing that their man will go with another woman. And I think, you know, insecurity is, I think, a driving force of many dysfunctionalities in relationships. And I would say that, you know, I think as a person, you have to find a way of being able to know who you are and come to terms with who you are and define yourself to, and after knowing that, then see how, you know, you are the, I think, the axis upon which your world revolves. So basically you are the axis and all the other things, like, you know, even with a bicycle, a wheel that has spokes and whatever, that it's holding on to the bigger circle. So you are at the center and everything is tied onto you. And if you can look at even, you know, like that center of a wheel, you know, you see the bigger part moving, but this thing is almost like just moving just here, holding everything together. And I think as human beings, we need to actually develop that sense of self and being settled in our own skin, and then decide on the relationships that we are having with others.
I always try to say to people, what you don't want done onto your children, don't let the other person do unto others what you don't want them to do unto you, right? As you were saying, Wuti, when you come together and you've got children, the main principle and the main goal should be, I care for my children, I brought them onto this world, and I will always do what's best for them. Just support me in the decisions that I make. Don't try and counter what I'm saying. I can only but guide you and say to you, Wuti, yeah, you're taking in a law, you're becoming a motherly, you are a hen, as opposed to being a sensible mother or being a sensible father, whatnot. But who decides what needs to be done with our kids lies with the main parent.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. We appreciate the wisdom. I think the takeaway should be that there needs to be a lot of maturity on both ends. Both parties need to be mature, and they need to find a system that works for them and their family. So thank you for watching, and until next time, bye-bye, Stando.
Yeah.